This is Bite the Apple. You are listening to Your First Time Getting Drained by Your Vampire Girlfriend. Written by LB Lithium Bomb. Performed by Bite the Apple. Please do not rehost. Enjoy. So then, my best friend crawled out of the water. And a few years later, there's people building temples for her and shit. Absolutely fucking hilarious. Yeah, that was Aphrodite. You humans literally see a vampire girl regenerate in water one time and make a whole ass religion out of it. Oh my gosh. Oh, come on. You know I love you. Even if you're a weak little human. It's nice to have one of you around for a little while. You humans always have such wacky ideas. Oh, please. You're going to tell me that the whole defending yourself against nearly immortal blood-drinking predators with a stinky plant and a piece of wood isn't wacky? Well, yes, the stake through the heart is a better one, but still only a minor inconvenience. And to think that humans dare to pretend like we vampires are the same species as you. You humans might wish that a simple bite could elevate you simple beings and turn you into a vampire, but that doesn't make it truth. The best tactic is yours, getting one of them to fall madly in love with you. And it will ensure that you'll be safe from any harm. And it's not like we vampires kill humans all that much. You humans kill each other way more, but you don't see humans trying to fend each other off with garlic or crucifixes. We just want a little snack from time to time, you know? Most of the time we keep our prey alive. I mean, it wouldn't really make sense to kill the cows for their milk now, would it? Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I just thought that since you're kind of like cattle to us, that, you know, that what I probably should... Crap. I should probably just stop talking. Just forget what I said. Can we please just watch the movie together? I'll be the big spoon if you say yes. Yay! Oh, get a little closer, please. I want to feel your butt. What? You have a nice butt. It's perfect for cuddling. That is more like it. Oh, what is that smell? No, I'm not talking about your new cologne, although it does smell nice. What did you eat for dinner? Pasta with spinach and chicken? You smell nice. Now that you mention pasta, you remember that funny story about that one Italian guy a little while ago that wanted his horse to rule the country or something? Oh my god. Yeah, Caligula! 2,000 years ago. Well, then how do you know him? I mean, you humans live like 10 to 15 years, right? Oh, so he was like a very famous human. I get it. I'm sorry. I just have to get used to all this human culture. I've kind of been distracting and distancing myself from humanity ever since people invented airplanes. I fucking hate those loud pieces of shit. Just let a vampire girl fly in peace. Okay, seriously, it's actually not even funny how good you smell right now. You know how how much I like the smell of blood that's high in iron. Oh, so rich and delicious. Oh, no, darling. Please don't think that. I would never, ever, ever bite you against your will. We vampires are a little less, primitive than humans. We're not ruled by instinct. We can control our emotions and desires. You have nothing to worry about. Oh, of course I'd love to bite you. But I know you're afraid of getting bitten, and I never want to make you uncomfortable. Oh, well, I've never actually been bitten myself since, well, I'm not prey. No, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean to say that you were like prey to me or anything. I'm sorry. It's just that, well, it's just how it is. I'm sorry. I should choose my words a little bit more carefully. You know I love you. And we vampires don't feed on our own species anyway. That's just gross. But one of my vampire friends had a human girlfriend. This was probably before your time, though, so humans might have evolved during that period. Oh, it was back in 2017? Oh, well, in any event, she described it as orgasmic pleasure combined with the intense euphoria of certain narcotics. Oh, well, we vampires have two methods of draining someone. The first is just straight up sucking the blood out until there's nothing left. And the second, preferred method, is to slowly drink your blood and let some of our saliva enter your bloodstream. It makes animals nice and calm and docile. And apparently you humans get pleasure out of it, if that woman is to be trusted. Why? Why are you so curious about this all of a sudden? You want me to bite you? But I thought you were afraid of getting bitten. Aw, you love me and trust me to make it a good experience for you? Aw, I don't know what to say, but thank you so much. I will make this absolutely the best experience for you, I promise. You want my vampire saliva somewhere else first? Well, what kind of girlfriend would I be to deny my boyfriend a nice, relaxing blowjob before draining him? 1 second, I'll just retract my fangs a little. There you go. Oh, you taste so good. Whenever I trace this little vein over here. I swear I can almost taste the deliciousness within. I was talking about your cum. What were you thinking about? Can I bite you here? Oh, you want me to bite your neck so you can't see anything? Oh, of course, darling. I'd love nothing more. Oh, do you want to come in my mouth first, though? Oh, you want me to stroke you as I drain you? Oh, so you can come whilst I suck your tasty human blood? Oh my gosh, what did I do to deserve such a loving and caring boyfriend? I want you to focus on my lips while we make out and enjoy my fingers wrapping around your human cock. Ooh, am I squeezing too hard for you? No. Well, Let's just keep relaxing. Let me rub all of that tension out of you. And I'll start slowly kissing my way towards the right side of your neck. Now I want you to stop thinking about my lips and spend all of your attention on that cock of yours. That beautiful human cock. That brought me so much pleasure time and time again. Now don't be scared if you feel a little strange. Just keep focusing on the pleasure. Come for me. Come for me. Oh my God, you came so much. Oh, can I take some of your blood and mix it with that yummy cum of yours? Thank you so much, darling. Wow, you came even more. I didn't think that was possible for human males to come like that. Did my sucking feel that good? Well, I really liked it too. Thank you for trusting me, darling. What are you doing? Oh no, you're not going anywhere. I am not going to suck your blood and then make you take a shower. I am going to carry you to the bath and I'll draw you a nice, relaxing bubble bath and rub your shoulders. And tomorrow, I'll make you a nice hearty breakfast so you'll recover in no time. No, I don't care that you feel fine. I'm going to feel guilty if you don't allow me to do this for you. So human, prepare to be pampered by a vampire. And thank you for letting me taste you. It was delicious.